Hi, and welcome to the Creativity Podcast about computer science. I'm your host, Haley Demas, and today I will be interviewing Rafa Gould. Rafa, tell us what you're going to be talking about today.
Thanks, Haley. I've done a lot of research in what it means to be creative in the field in computer science, and also what it means to problem solve and be original in that field.
Tell us what you found in that research.
I've found that being creative in computer science can range from a ton of things. It can be problem solving your code, designing features, so software features, user experience features, algorithm design, product design, but it goes so much beyond writing lines of code. It can be seen in healthcare and crime, creating different opportunities for people through AI, photo editors like Photoshop, Facetune, and video editing platforms like After Effects allows artists and photographers to create all the content we consume now. Even all the music is made through these music programs, which are rooted in computer science.
So, how does someone looking to get more creative in their computer science journey go about doing that?
Well, studying concepts in computer science is really important, as the knowledge of those concepts is foundational for understanding how to implement them. The only way to really learn how to put these concepts into practice is by doing. So, I just recommend going out there, getting started on some code, and doing it. There are other methods that my peers suggested, like interdisciplinary collaboration. Sometimes getting an idea from outside the field can help, and participating in hackathons, attending conferences, networking events, and coding competitions. But, you know, all of those involve programming at some extent, and it really just shows the best way to do it is just to start, try, fail, and try again. Because it's all about problem solving and looking at new ways to solve the problem.
So since there is such a heavy focus on problem solving, is the ability to code something that everyone can gain, or are some just not cut out to do it?
Computer science is problem solving, and anyone can solve problems, but some people are just better understanding of the nature of the code, just based on how their brain works. So it is just a mix of nature and nurture. Everyone can code, but maybe not everyone should. Coders have to be detail-oriented, understand the effect of every line on the rest of the code, and understand the underlying concepts behind the code to be successful coders. But overall, really anyone can do it.
Yay! Is there anyone super duper creative in computer science?
I wouldn't say that there's anyone that particularly stands out, right? The field is centered around problem solving and creative solutions. So while my colleagues suggested the man who invented typesetting, the woman who wrote the first program, or even Mark Zuckerberg, something they all share is a willingness to take risks and try new things, and a willingness to try and retry until it works. And finally, a commitment to spreading their product and making the technology available for everyone, right? So this is something anyone could do. Anyone could be a super creative figure in computer science, right? The measures of success can range from features implemented, to creating a new design, to creating a new product, to having your name on a paper. There are just so many ways to measure creativity and influence in computer science that anyone who participates in the field can have a hidden influence that might be critical to making some other technological component work.
Wow, sounds like these people took risks in the field. What do you think are some of those risks?
So obviously making any new technology that's untested, or investing in a startup, or even pursuing a research direction that might not be viable but has promise. The problem is that the risks in computer science are very, very big because it's very expensive to conduct research and develop programs just due to the extremely high overhead costs. My professor told me that most projects finish late and over budget. But on the other hand, with these big risks come massive rewards. You can think Snapchat, Google, Instagram, or even tech unicorns like Uber, DoorDash, ByteDance, Canva, and Stripe, right? These companies are all worth over $1 billion, and they were started by problem solvers who took risks and were able to make billions.
That's awesome. Are these computer science skills transferable to other disciplines?
People who develop creative applications likely will be able to use them, so there's that. Also, computer science carries on a lot of fields, so elements like design experience could completely transfer over. One of my peers suggested music and art as the ability to approach problems in different angles and think beyond just applies in so many areas. In addition, the debugging aspect and process, where you go deep into each element and try to figure out what's wrong, is transferable to other things at scale like business management, mathematics, and science and lab processes.
Very interesting. Tell us about this debugging method.
The programmer traces the problem, thinks about a creative solution, and sometimes they have to think outside the box and discuss with their peers to try to come up with the solution to the coding challenge.
That is very cool. So despite computer science's great rise recently, seemingly cementing itself everywhere in society, is there anything you think we should be concerned about?
So there are a lot of concerns in the field right now. Obviously, concerns over AI. Will it be replacing people's jobs? The women and men get paid differently, and there's also a lack of women in the field. So on that note, I think it's time to wrap up.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Awesome.